Hello and welcome back to Highly Successful Couples. Today we're going to talk about couples therapy. Success, failure, does it work? Is it effective? Can it help people? Because there are a lot of different ideas out there, including one that I saw today, where a coach took a sort of contrarian approach to promoting his work and his message and saying that couples therapy doesn't work. It only has a 38% success rate, and that does not say good things about going to therapy and talking about your issues and talking about your problems. And the claim was that, you know, when you go to get support and you end up talking about your issues and processing things together, you get focused on the things that aren't working. You start getting focused on the negatives, and that this creates a sort of a therapization of the relationship and really just creates problems for issues. And it's one of the reasons that couples therapy doesn't work. And I felt that this really lacked some nuance because there are a lot of different claims about couples therapy. There is a lot of different observation and data that says different things. For example, you can find information that says it has a 38% success rate. You can find information that says it has a 38% failure rate. And if you look at the Gottman therapy method, there are claims that that is 70 to 75% effective, right? Or like emotionally focused therapy, that it is 70 to 80% effective, that couples get results. I think the truth is that all facilitators are built different. All couples therapists are not equal. Some people are in relationships and actually doing the work. Some couples go see therapists, coaches, counselors who are not actually in relationship. So they understand theory. They understand what the books and the science and, you know, the method might say, but they actually don't have or can't relate to the lived experience of the challenges that the couples face. Now, even though I'm in a relationship, Alyssa and I have been together 6 years, I can relate to most of what my clients talk about. There are some things, some extreme situations that I have not been in. So, you know, that's also true for me, but I refer those clients elsewhere, right? If I can't relate, I don't think I can help. I will refer them to someone who I think is a specialist in that area. That's a point of integrity for me. You know, I want to work with people that I believe I can support with the challenges that they've got. So if you hear this, whether you've ever been to couples therapy or not, or you're considering it, if you hear these kinds of statements about success and failure and the data says this, just know that there's data that says different things. We can find evidence to support different perspectives, just like we look out in the world and find evidence to support our deeply held beliefs that people are good or they're bad or politicians are evil or women are liars and, you know, men are narcissists or whatever kind of beliefs you might have about the world. We get what we're looking for. And we've all got a bias, you know, including myself. When it comes to couples therapy and working on things, some approaches are better than others. And there are some things that can really influence whether a couple is quote unquote successful or experiences no change. And part of that is the severity of the situation when they come to see the facilitator, because some couples wait years and years until they get support. Some people let things build up so intensely for so long that they're in a worse situation. They're in a more difficult, painful situation. And some people find it difficult to come back from that. And as we've discussed previously, some couples on average wait 6 years to get support on the challenges that they face. Some people start early, some people start later than that, some people never get started at all. And therapists, counselors, coaches, all of these people have different levels of training, different abilities, different talents and skill sets. And some therapists, some counselors, they don't specialize in couples work, even though they see couples. They actually haven't completed a therapy training for couples, but still might see those clients. And so that's something you can ask. That's something you can confirm with whoever you're going to see. Hey, do you specialize in couples, right? Do you have training in this specific area? That does make a measurable difference. Now, in addition to this is motivation. Like, are both partners interested in making positive changes? You know, are they invested in that? Because if they are, if they have a high level of willingness, then the outcomes are much better, right? They're going to get a stronger result. If one person is already half out the door, if one person is, you know, lying and keeping secrets and not being honest, and they're really thinking about leaving the relationship, success is a lot less likely. But when you've got two people who struggle, but they're growth-minded and they're willing to lean into it, they're willing to talk, they're willing to practice something new, really, you know, the transformational result is quite different. There are also a lot of other factors that can play a role. You know, our own personal traumas, addictions that we struggle with, untreated types of mental illness, maybe ongoing affairs or other places that we put our energy that, you know, are the subject of a lot of conversations that couples have, whether it's texting an ex or looking at pornography or doing drugs or drinking too much or not spending any time together and spending all of our time at the office or with friends. These are all ways that we put energy in certain directions that don't make the health and security of our relationship a priority. So all of these things matter. I think it's important to keep in mind that therapy is not like magic. It's not like waving a magic wand. There are moments and processes that can feel magical, can feel really like uplifting and connective and valuable. And everyone's got different patterns. We're all dealing with different things. And so we do need, if we're going to make things work, we're going to be successful in couples therapy, we need to have a desire to stay together, you know, to work it out. And if that's not strong, if we have like a weak desire to make things work, then we're also like, we're going to have a hard time manifesting certain changes. So even if we believe that 38% of couples are successful, okay, you know, we got a 40% success rate. It's not that far off from marriage itself, you know? Like for a long time, we've hovered around the 50% divorce rate, failure rate for relationships. And this podcast has largely been about the reasons why relationships don't work. Where do we go wrong? What do we miss? What important skills, what might we be lacking? And I appreciate all of you who've been a part of this journey with me as I try to, you know, talk about concepts that have made a difference for me and my partner. Think more about, you know, how I can put together content here and conversations that might be applicable, useful for you, instead of being, you know, really vague. So our willingness matters, who we're working with matters, the issues that we're dealing with, you know, that'll be different for everybody. And one thing that will also help you in your relational journey is not treating this as a visit to the doctor. Most of us, when we go see the doctor, we want our issue to go away. The pain, the rash, the irritation, the numbness, the whatever it is that we're experiencing, we want them to just diagnose it, fix it, give me an ointment, give me a pill, let's do a scan, let's make sure, you know, nothing else is going on, let's fix the issue. And hopefully, you know, for those of you listening, I hope that you're blessed and I hope that your family is blessed, that you're not having to deal with chronic illness or chronic pain. I hope that the experiences that I have and my partner has and that you have are fixable, right, in some way. When it comes to the pain that we experience in couples therapy, or rather in our relationships, when it comes to the struggle, the anxiety, the frustration and annoyance and all of that stuff, there isn't really a pill that you can take. And it's more of a process. It's more of a commitment to doing something different over time and practicing a new way of talking, developing a new philosophy and attitude and approach to this thing called love in general, you know? And part of that is that we have to wake up to the fact that our partner wants to be loved in certain ways that we might not be very good at doing. And if we want to function securely, if we want our relationship to be successful over time, we have to say, I want to learn how to love you better. And I want to learn how to love you the way that you want to be loved, not just how I think you want to be loved, or how I think you should appreciate this, or you should want it this way. But man, I'm willing to stretch, I'm willing to grow, and I'm willing to open up my mind and be curious about what really works for you. And can we make that trade? You know, can you be curious about me and love me the way that how I want to be loved? And there is a difference there in terms of how we give and how we receive. And many of us think that just because we like something or we want something a certain way, that our partner has the same experience as us. But we want the same things. And you think the way that I think, right? But that is not connection. That is a really, you know, a kind of emotional symbiosis. And it's not a healthy, differentiated way to look at our relationships. So we got to get this through our thick skulls. You know, this is part of the dance. And we have a plan for our social media or for our weekend. We might have a plan for our body in the gym, or we might have a plan for our Friday afternoon at the beach, but we're missing a plan often for our relationship. We expect that things should just happen naturally. We expect that things should be easy, that we shouldn't have to work for it, that relationships shouldn't be so hard. And the truth is that relationships are hard. And we do have ups and downs, and we hit speed bumps, and we get it wrong, we misremember, we say things in a way that are short, shitty, and stubborn. And we miss the fact that, you know, in order to make my relationship great, I should have a plan for that. You know, I should really have a practice for that, of staying connected, creating clear agreements with my partner, learning how to talk to each other in a way that doesn't piss each other off. That there's a way to do that. And if I don't know how, I can learn how. In 2025, there really are no excuses. You have the internet at your hands, ChatGPT, basically an infinite number of coaches and healers and therapists who want to work with you, who are dying for you to, you know, sign up to work with them. And I can tell you that's true because I know so many people that market themselves as coaches who are working part-time and full-time jobs and doing other things to pay their bills while they're trying to make their dream of being a full-time coach a reality. I'm lucky for the last 6 years that I've been able to do this full-time and work with people. Sometimes I like to think that I'm gifted or special, but I think that I'm lucky. I love my work. I'm honored to do it, and I hope to continue doing it. It doesn't mean it's always been easy. It doesn't mean that there haven't been, you know, changes in the economy that I think show up in my business, or that I haven't been lazy sometimes with marketing and putting out content. The point is that there's a lot of resources. There's a lot of people out there that are willing to help, and there's a lot of free information. You know, this podcast is a great example of free information. So kudos to you for listening, and thanks for choosing me as one of the voices in your life that might be helpful or a voice of reason. But we need a plan. And we need to commit to this over our lifetime. It's not that we're just going to go to couples therapy once. It's not that we're just going to go to couples therapy for like 3 weeks or 3 months or 1 year, and then everything is perfect forever. We still need a practice. Even if we learn what we need to learn in a year of couples therapy, we still need tools. We need practical things that we can rely on, ways to self-regulate, ways to work through difficult moments, ways to reassure our partner or calm their system if they're having a big feeling. You know, we still need to practice this stuff over time. If we don't, if we just regress to the old patterns and the old ways, then yeah, we are going to say that couples therapy doesn't work. And sometimes I wonder, is it that couples therapy doesn't work, or is it that you don't practice the things that are suggested? Because changing as a person and growing is extremely hard, and it takes an effort. It really takes an effort. It's this kind of energetic stretch. It's that holding the yoga pose for another 10 or 20 seconds when, you know, you want to just scream out loud or give up. There is this kind of energetic stretch that's required. So I think that sometimes I'm activated, sometimes disappointed, but I get activated by the way that people distill little facts or little singular data points into some definitive statement about whether something's good or something's bad or it works or it doesn't. And relationships are complex and we are nuanced. And, you know, whether couples therapy works depends a lot about how willing you are, you and your partner. And one of my mentors, who I think of as one of the best couples therapists in the world, that's exactly how he would answer that question, right? If new clients came in and said, hey, like, does this work? Like, is couples therapy even like effective? Like, how many couples do you see that actually, you know, get results? And part of the answer is, well, how willing are you, right? Do both of you really want to see positive changes here? Or is one of you more resistant? Is one of you not sure? Is one of you just feeling like you got dragged in here by your collar, that your partner had to bring you in here kicking and screaming? Because that level of willingness, that level of commitment to your partner, to a process, the commitment to change, all of that is going to determine the kind of results that you get. And when I look out in the world, when I'm at the mall, when I'm at the grocery store, when I talk with people, when I open the internet, you know, you can see that people aren't so disciplined, that they might not be committed to anything. They might not be up to anything that big in their life. They might be lacking a sense of purpose, a sense of vision. You know, and I think a lot of people are doing their best, obviously, to provide for themselves and take care of their family. But it's something that I see missing. And over the years, over the last decade of sitting in men's groups, you know, I hear this from guys all the time about a lack of purpose, a lack of meaning, a lack of mission. And at the extremes, some of these people with a lack of mission and purpose are, you know, creating chaos and pain and hurt for other people in society. And I won't go down that tangent today, but just want to reflect that couples therapy can work. And for those of you who have never worked with somebody before, you might have your concerns or questions or wonderings about that. I am working with couples every day, every week. I love this work. I offer everybody, including individuals who want to come see me, first session for free. And it's easy to find that. All my links are connected here to the show. This show is approaching almost 10,000 downloads, and we've been doing this for a year. So compared to some of the biggest podcasts in the world, that is absolutely insignificant. But for me, it's really cool. It's cool to have several of you tuning in, you know, every week, checking out the show. And for some of you, just dropping in, you know, to listen to a particular episode. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for supporting my work. And As I said before, I hope it makes a difference for you. I am running a men's training on September 30th. It is a 12-week training. I'm running it with my colleague Ben Goreski from Evolving Man. Ben and I individually have experience. Both of us have been in men's groups for over a decade. We have experience running men's groups together and individually. And we feel that we've got a lot to offer inside of that kind of experience. And there are a lot of reasons why men's groups are a great way for guys to work on things and talk about some of the challenges they face, relate to other men. And it's been a life-changing experience for me. So the Conscious Relationship Council starts Tuesday, September 30th at 4 p.m. Pacific. It's a 12-week training. If you want the details for that, again, links here in the show notes. And if there's any questions you've got, concerns, you can just reach out to me directly. Okay, thanks for hanging out with me today, and we'll see you next week.